Now, in general, you probably need to use the state-space formula to compute the Coprom factorization. But in a scalar case, it's actually fairly easy to find Coprom factorizations by hand. All you need to do is to take a numerator and denominator and divide by some stable transfer matrices, and then you can find a Coprom factorization. So for example, here we show a scalar transfer function. We pick up a stable polynomial which has the same order as the denominator of the transfer function, and the polynomial is stable. Then we form the numerator transfer function, denominator transfer function by just divide the numerator polynomial and denominator polynomial by this factor. Then we end up with N and M transfer function. They are both stable, obviously. And in fact, as long as you pick a transfer function that that polynomial is stable, then actually these two two transfer functions will all be Coprom factorizations. Now, to find the x and y to satisfy Bezier identity is a little more complicated. The way we're going to do it is this. We actually find a stabilizing controller K for the planet P. Then we also do a same numerator and denominator fractions. We also pick up the we can use the same alpha to do the find a Coprom factorization like this. But in this case, since the K is stable, actually we don't even need that. We can just take the numerator as K, denominator as 1, then it's a Coprom factorization. Then what we're going to do is we're using stability condition, then we know that since the controller stabilizes the system, then the corresponding characteristic equation should be stable, so we form that transfer function, we end up with a stable transfer function beta. Then we can divide the beta over to the left hand side, then we end up with a x and y. And this is how we obtain the x, y in, using a by hand. But in general, again, you need to use the state space formula to compute it.